Husker Radio, Tanner Struckman this morning, joined with Brandy Lemon, again, from West Central District Health Department. It's our Friday health checkup. Brandy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm excellent. Been a busy week for you guys. You guys have been doing press conferences or Zoom meetings of sorts every week. Got another one coming up this afternoon at 4:30, but that's a good opportunity to get a lot of information out for you.
Absolutely. We've had really good feedback from the community, and we just love addressing those questions and helping any way we can.
Now, you guys, well, I mean, the National Guard came into town earlier this week, and they did some kind of mass testing. They did, and I know they did it in other areas, too. I think they were in McCook another day, and I'm sure they were around the state. But what day was that here locally in North Platte?
So the National Guard came and visited North Platte on Tuesday, and then we also did a couple of strike guard team visits, is what they called, when we actually went out, or the strike team went out and visited some of the residents that couldn't come to the actual mobile site, and that was on Wednesday.
Awesome. And I believe 100 so people tested there?
So on Tuesday, we had 101 tested, and then there was approximately, I think it was 6 or 7 that was tested the following day.
Now, am I right in saying then, assuming with our, I saw our numbers from DHHS last night, we're still 17, am I right in saying then, are all those tests back?
So more tests came in late last night, gotcha. So we're still kind of evaluating those, but as of yesterday, we had the majority of the tests, and those at that time were negative. Again, we're just kind of reviewing. I don't know what the results are of the current ones.
Sure. That's a good sign, though. I mean, I feel like we're doing something right in Lincoln County because we've kind of, I mean, dare I say, shut it down. I mean, I'm not saying it's gone. I understand it's out there still, but it seems like we've done a pretty good job here locally.
You know, again, kudos out to those who are practicing that social distancing and staying at home when they can and minimizing going out in big, large settings. Kind of a good time to tap into Governor Ricketts' 6 rules to keep Nebraska healthy. Just want to remind everybody to stay home, social distance at your work, shop alone and only shop once a week. Help kids follow social distancing, help the seniors stay at home so you can shop for them, and then exercise daily at home or with an appropriately socially distanced activity.
Yeah, good, and good methods to live by. And I also, Governor Ricketts is doing daily press conferences too around 1, 2 o'clock. So, I mean, there's been a lot of information to get out there. I wanted to go back to your guys at 4:30. Are you doing those next week? Will you plan on?
Is our goal. Absolutely. Okay. We will continue those every day of the week.
Now, if people haven't tuned in, what can they expect from them? What do those usually entail? I know you have a lot of people from school officials to law enforcement to emergency management and more of your guys' people. What do people expect if they tune in?
Basically, that is a quick update on our numbers and some of the cases and the current information that we have. And then that is open to the public to ask those questions that you know, they might have, so we can address those.
So if you do have a question, do they hop on there and put it in the comments, or how do they do that?
The comment box. And they are welcome to put those in the comment box ahead of time.
Awesome.
And so we try and get to all of those. And if not, we will answer them the next day.
Awesome. So you can check that out at 4:30. The West Central District Health Department has a Facebook page. It's easily accessible on there. There's an event. So check those out daily if you ever have questions. And of course, if it's a question that you don't feel like you want to ask in a public setting, obviously, they can give you guys a call.
Absolutely.
All right. Brandy Lemon from West Central District Health Department. Well, let's keep that number at 17. I know you can't predict when this is all going to be said and done, but are you willing to go out on a limb and say that this is going to be the last snow we have?
The last snow. I wish I was a weather broadcast forecaster. I don't know. I hope so, but I don't know.
Darn it. Can't get an answer. No one wants to give me that answer. I'm just going to say it is. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But hopefully that's the case. Warmer weather, and I don't know scientifically, but hopefully warmer weather also helps us out a little bit with COVID.
And you know, we're learning more and more every day, but that's kind of what the literature and the resources that we have currently are, you know, projecting.
I hope so. All right. Brandy, thanks so much. We'll see you next Friday.
Absolutely.
All right. West Central District Health Department here in North Platte. Again, check out their daily Zoom. It's going on at 4:30 today.